Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
So let me ask you, Elsie, what kind of computer do you use?
我都用什么样的电脑? I use a laptop.
Okay, what kind? Like
EPC?
EPC?
Mm-hmm,
don't know that company. I have quite an old MacBook. It's a good 4 years old now. My wife has a new MacBook Air. It's very fancy. At work, we all have big desktop computers made by Asus.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you usually use your computer for?
Good question, because I mostly use my computer for doing some online shopping.
Online shopping, I see. I shop as well. I'll also go on the internet, listen to music, probably write a lot of just documents on it as well. But the reason why we are talking about computers is that they are the subject of today's encyclopedia unit. Let's start today's article and find out exactly what we'll be learning about.
A plus encyclopedia.
Computers, working hard and thinking quickly.
How much information can your computer process? A. Thousands of instructions per second. B. Millions of instructions per second. C. Billions of instructions per second.Now the answer is C, billions of instructions per second. Today, most personal computers process information much faster than 20 years ago. What does that mean? Well, each computer has a central processing unit, CPU. The CPU is like a brain.We measure how fast the CPU works in hertz. Back in the 1980s, some computers only had 8 hertz. Therefore, it could only process 8 instructions per second. However, we now measure the speed of computers in gigahertz. Giga means billion. In other words,Your computer can process at least a billion instructions each second. The more gigahertz your computer has, the faster and more it can work.
So, like all of our encyclopedia units, we're going to start off with a question.
今天呢，我们的 encyclopedia 要讨论的呢，是我们生活上不可或缺的 computer 电脑。虽然呢，我们会使用电脑，不过我们到底了不了解电脑呢？我们赶快来看看今天的问题吧。What's the question of the day, Pat?
Well, the question is, how much information can your computer process?
你的电脑究竟可以在每秒内处理多少的资讯？ It's a complicated question.
It is, yeah. Let's make sure we know what it means. The word process or process, sometimes people say it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's spelled P-R-O-C-E-S-S. And process is a verb that means for a computer to operate on data using a computer program. Now we can also use our brains to process information.
题目当中呢提到 process 是动词处理的意思啦。
Okay, it's time to look at the answers.
Okay.
Is it A, thousands of instructions per second?
每秒数千个指令。
Is it B, millions of instructions per second?
每秒数百万个指令。
Or is it C, billions of instructions per second?
每秒数十亿个指令。
Wow. Okay, well, we've got a few words to look at first. The first one is instruction that was in all the answers. This is spelled I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, instruction. And when we talk about computers, this means a code in a program which explains and then does a particular job or operation.
Mm-hmm.
Instructions are also used to mean like directions or orders when people tell you how they want you to do something, like, please go over there, please do this. Swim this way. Those are instructions.
That's right. 选项内呢，这个字 instruction 就是一个名词，指令的意思。那么电脑到底每秒能处理多少我们给的 instruction 呢？ What's the answer, Pat?
Well, the answer is it's C. Billions of instructions per second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's quickly explain the word billion. It's spelled B-I-L-L-I-O-N, billion. And 1 billion is 1,000 million, or 1,000 times 1 million. It's like got 9 zeros. It's a huge number.
原来电脑那么的厉害，每秒可以处理数十亿个指令。同学们猜对了吗？那么数十亿个呢，我们就说 billions of。数百万个，我们来复习一下吧。我们要说的就是 millions of。那数千个呢，我们说 thousands of。那么数百个呢，没错，就是 hundreds of 了。那注意哦， of 后面呢加的是复数可数名词。不过呢，以前的电脑应该没有像现在的那么厉害吧 ？Pat, could computers process information this fast in the past?
Well, let's take a look at the article, see what it says, and it says.Today, most personal computers process information much faster than 20 years ago. Now, by a personal computer, we mean one that we use ourselves, not the big ones that companies, governments, and universities use.
现在呢，大多数的 personal computers， 也就是 PC 个人电脑，处理资讯的速度呢，比20年前来的快多了。同学们注意了，文章提到的副词比较级 much faster than 这三个字 ，faster 是一个副词比较级，前面加 much 用来加强语气。到底比什么来得更快速呢？Much faster than 20 years ago. 比20年前来得更快速。What does that mean, Pat?
What does it mean indeed? That's what our article says. What does that mean? So we're going to start to explain a bit of this here. The article goes on and says, well, each computer has a central processing unit.
Mm-hmm.
And for short, we would just say CPU. Okay, central processing unit, CPU. And this is the part of the computer in which all the operations, all the programs are controlled and carried out.
所以呢，我们文章呢，接下来问像我们刚刚问的同样的一个问题，那是什么意思呢？当我们要问别人一个字或一段话是什么意思的时候呢，就可以说 What does that mean? 所以原来每一台电脑都有一个 Central Processing Unit， 就是 CPU 中央处理器。Central 中央的 processing 处理中的，再来 unit 在这里就是装置的意思啦。同学们注意了，本句话的这个主词 each computer 每一台电脑是单数主词，后面的动词记得将 have 改成 has。Okay, what is CPU, Chad?
Well, basically, if you think of a big computer as like a body, as our article says, the CPU is like.The brain, okay? Does that explain it a bit more?
That does explain it a lot.
Okay.
所以呢，原来中央处理器就像是一颗脑袋。文章当中的 like 是一个介系词啦，代表的就是像、相似的意思。Be like something or somebody 就是和某人、某物相似的意思。所以呢The CPU is like a brain, 就是 CPU 和脑袋相似的意思啦。不过我有一个问题哦，我们到底要怎么样测量中央处理器这颗脑袋到底运转得有多快速呢？ So Pat, how is CPU speed measured?
Well, the article has the answer to that too. It says, we measure how fast the CPU works in hertz, okay? The symbol for this is the capital letter H and a lowercase letter Z, hertz, okay? And it means one cycle per second, or how many times a thing goes from the start to the end in 1 second.
Oh, 原来我们需要 hertz, 赫兹这个单位来测量中央处理器的速度。Hertz, 同学们应该知道它是用来测量频率的单位。每秒发生多少次就是多少 hertz。那 measure 在这个句子里头呢是动词测量的意思啦。以什么单位测量，我们就用介系词 in, in 之后加上单位就可以了。所以呢本句话最后用的是 in hertz。
Yeah, now let's see about old computers versus today's one.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, back in the 1980s, some computers only had 8 hertz. Now think about it, that's pretty slow.
在过去80年代的时候呢，有些电脑只有 8 hertz, 也就是8赫兹的处理速度。同学们注意这边 ,hertz 是以缩写的形式出现。刚刚我们 Pat 老师有提到，一个大写 H 加上小写的 Z 就可以了。
Okay, so that what that means is, as the article says, therefore, it could only process 8 instructions per second, alright? Now that might sound like a lot, 8 different things in 1 second, but for a computer, it really isn't.Now notice we use the word therefore at the start of that sentence. Therefore is spelt T-H-E-R-E-F-O-R-E, it's all one word, and we use therefore to show the results of something.
所以文章接下来就说啦，因此它就只能每秒处理八个指令而已。Therefore 是因此的意思，有承上启下的作用，通常呢就是放在句首哦。
However, we now measure the speed of computers in gigahertz. It's a big number. Now this is spelled G-I-G-A-H-E-R-T-Z. For short, we do capital G, capital H, small z.Now there we used another one of these words, however, H-O-W-E-V-E-R, however, and it's another word like therefore, but we use it to show a contrast, which is something different to what has come before.
没错，看到文章出现 however 就知道转折要来了。然而呢，我们现在呢不用 hertz 这个单位了，我们用的是 gigahertz 来测量电脑的速度。速度的英文呢就是 speed, S-P-E-E-D. So what does giga mean, Pat?
Giga means billion, okay? Giga, G-I-G-A, gigahertz, billion hertz. We also use giga for words like gigabyte, which is computer memory.
原来 giga 代表的是十亿的意思。G-I-G-A, giga, 其实是一个 prefix, P-R-E-F-I-X, 也就是四首的意思啦。所以 gigahertz 代表就是十亿赫兹。也就是说现在电脑的处理速度已经快到要用十亿赫兹来当单位了。
Exactly. Let's get back to our article. So what that means is...In other words, your computer can process at least a billion instructions each second. Now we use this phrase, in other words, to explain something complicated in a simpler way.
所以呢，换句话说，你的电脑每秒至少处理十亿个指令哦。In other words, 这个片语很实用，当你想要把事情说得更清楚，或想换句话说的时候，就可以用它哦。再来呢，at least 这个片语同学们要记起来哦，就是至少的意思啦。
Now, the article says the more gigahertz your computer has, the faster and more it can work.
没错，你的电脑呢 ,gigahertz 越多，处理的速度也就越快，而且能处理的指令也越多。
Okay, so that means our computer can do over 8 billions of instructions every second. Wow!Okay, well, that is all we have time for in today's article. Hope you guys learned something. We will see you again for another encyclopedia unit next month. So from A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Alfie. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
A Plus 小聚会
David found out Jenny's secret and tried to blackmail her.
David found out Jenny's secret and tried to blackmail her.
Hello everyone, it's Celine. 你是否曾经在电视剧或者新闻报道上看到什么黑函勒索之类的话题？这种事情其实是很可怕的，不管你有没有做过，黑函都会写得像真的一样抹黑你，然后对你敲诈。 这就是我们今天小聚会要讲的哦。我们先来看看这句话。David found out Jenny's secret and tried to blackmail her. David found out Jenny's secret and tried to blackmail her. 意思呢，就是 David 发现 Jenny 的秘密，并试图要威胁勒索她。发现我们可以用 find out 这个动词片语。Blackmail 字面上看来呢，就是黑色的信，是不是跟中文的黑函几乎一样呢？这边用 blackmail 当作动词使用，后面直接接被敲诈的对象。但是 blackmail 也可以当作名词使用哦。像例句里啊， David 发现 Jenny 的秘密，并且要敲诈她。这时候 Jenny 就可以说 This is blackmail. This is blackmail. 要记得，不管是当名词还是当动词， blackmail 呢都是一个字，不要分成两个字咯。然后再补充一下，如果要说敲诈的人，我们可以怎么说呢？就像 teacher 后面是 teach 加 er， 敲诈的人呢就是 blackmail 加 er， 就变成了 blackmailer。最后呢，我们来复习一遍今天的句子。David found out Jenny's secret and tried to blackmail her. That's all for today. 小聚我们下次见咯，拜拜。
David found out Jenny's secret and tried to blackmail her.
David found out Jenny's secret and tried to blackmail her.
Kit Kat!
妈妈，这个 hear of 跟 hear about 是不是都是听过的意思啊？
翻成中文是一样的，可是在英文的用法还是有差别哦。
虽然 hear of 和 hear about 都有着听说过、听过什么什么的意思哦，但是呢，其实他们在用法上以及要强调的事情可大不相同哦。当你要说，哎，你以前有没有听过某一个人或是东西，可是你不大确定对方知不知道这个人或是东西哦，你就会用 hear of. Hear of means to know that someone or something exists because they have been mentioned to you before. So when you ask someone, have you heard of, it means you're asking them, are you familiar with something or somebody?我们来举个例子会比较清楚哦。比方像是，如果你想跟外国人提到我们的啊，台湾一个周董这号人物，响当当的人物，可是你不大确定对方有没有听过，你就可能会问说 Have you heard of Jay Chou? He is a really famous Taiwanese singer. 或者呢，有时候对方提了一个刚出道的新人啦，或者是新的名词，或者是新的流行物，你可能听都没有听过的话，就会说Sorry, I've never heard of it before. 不过呢，如果你想要说的是，哎，你最近有没有听过某某某怎么啦？或者是听到某一个新闻消息呢？这时候你就要用 hear about. 比方像是 Have you heard about the end of the world predictions?
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以如果我们要问说，哎，你以前有没有听过某号人物或是某个事物，就会问到 Have you heard of this person before? 那如果是指，哎，你有没有听过有关某件消息，你就要用 hear about. For example, Have you heard about the car accident last night?
Encyclopedia.
Computers, working hard and thinking quickly.
How much information can your computer process? A. Thousands of instructions per second. B. Millions of instructions per second.C. Billions of instructions per second. Now the answer is C. Billions of instructions per second. Today, most personal computers process information much faster than 20 years ago. What does that mean? Well, each computer has a central processing unit.CPU. The CPU is like a brain. We measure how fast the CPU works in hertz. Back in the 1980s, some computers only had 8 hertz. Therefore, it could only process 8 instructions per second. However, we now measure the speed of computers in gigahertz. Giga means billion. In other words, your computer can process at least a billion instructions each second. The more gigahertz your computer has, the faster and more it can work.